Okay, enough is enough. Welcome back to another episode of the Shine with Sophie podcast. I'm super excited you're here, but I actually had a completely different episode recorded and ready for this week. However, this is a day before this episode goes live and my intuition wanted to record a different one. It wanted to record a completely different one because I'm in a different energy to when I recorded the episode that was meant to go live last week. And I just wanted to bring this energy and this conversation to you this week. And right before I came to record this episode, it was 555 on my magical oven. If you don't know, my oven speaks to me. My guides speak to me through my oven, my magical oven. There's always an angel number on that oven. And I love it. And I honestly gasped when I seen 555, literally as I was about to grab a glass of water to come and sit down and record this episode, that I was like, you know what, I want to record a different one. I don't even have that much time. I'm jumping on a call in half an hour and I still have some lunch to get as well. But I was like, I want to record another one and I want it just to be this episode, this conversation of, okay, I'm intuitively flowing with this. I am completely intuitively flowing with this. But I want you to trust that if you have landed on this episode, you've landed for a reason and you are meant to hear these words. And these are the words that I'm speaking to myself as well. And the reason why I started this conversation, started this episode with enough is enough, is because, yes, allow yourself to feel your feelings. Know that you're on your own healing journey. But there has to be a point where you start taking responsibility, start taking your power back. Where are you giving your power away? What are you giving your power away to? And actually realizing that you have the ability, the strength, the bravery, the courage, the determination, the resources, the support to make shit happen for you too. You know? Where have you, because I too have been falling into lack, fallen into scarcity. So where have you been falling into lack, fallen into scarcity, fallen into doubt? And today, this is just a bit of tough love. I don't normally give that much tough love sometimes, and I've been kind of called to doing it because I have been having to give myself some tough love as well. And yes, from a place of love, from a place of unconditional love and trust and acceptance. But like I said, obviously we're on this healing journey, being kind to yourself, being accepting to yourself. But when we are in this consistent cycle of giving our power away, dimming our lights, holding ourselves back, playing small, there has to be a point where we're like, right, enough is enough. And this is the time. If you're listening to this episode, you're here, you're in this conversation, you're in this kind of intuitive portal with me, it's time for you to take your power back, to reclaim your power. And whatever it is that you're moving through, whether it is in your career, in a relationship, in your business, where you're doubting yourself, you're doubting your capabilities, you're doubting your worth, you are worthy. You are capable, just as capable as anyone else. And it's time for you to remember that. It's time for you to take that power back with me today. There's a month and a half left of this year, if you're listening to this in real time. If you're not, it doesn't matter. This is still the message you're meant to hear. But there's a month and a half left of 2023. And this, what if the last month and a half of this year could be the best part of this year for you? This is what I've been affirming and kind of asking myself and entertaining, instead of the, oh my god, what if it doesn't, what if this continues like this, what if it never gets better, what if it's always this hard, what if it is always this hard. I actually had a client session last night as I record this. I had a client session last night and my client actually said, like, what if it just never gets easier, what if it's just like, I don't want it just to always be this hard. And yes, there is that element of giving that part of you compassion and love and just knowing that, feeling that way, it is okay. But again, taking your power back. What if it doesn't have to be hard? What if it wasn't supposed to be hard? What if we have been conditioned in a way that's empowering? What if you could start reframing that? What if you could start taking action on to start reframing that? Because yes, we can use our tapping, we can use our meditation, we can come into ourselves, but action also starts to heal your subconscious mind. Action also starts to infuse that confidence within you from that bravery. And something I put on my Instagram stories today as I record this is a few questions, like what if questions, because like that client and also like me, I'm sure a lot of us, because most of us, probably all of us actually, we can fall into that doubt and that what if in a kind of disempowering way, because we are humans. But if you're listening to this podcast in this episode, there's a part of you, that intuitive soul, powerful, infinite, limitless part of you that wants to come alive more, that wants to be activated more as we end this year and step into 2024, okay? So what if every possible outcome right now and whatever you're moving through, whatever you're striving for or kind of working towards, what if every possible outcome you were safe and supported? What action steps would you take today? Now this is a prompt I'm going to put somewhere that I see every single day, because I have been falling into that an unsafe feeling within myself and within my path recently, just because of different challenges and obstacles that I am facing that are obviously initiating me into looking at what needs to be healed, what has been asked to be healed and shifted within me. And that's another thing that I want you to take away, is like, okay, like what if the current challenges that you're working through right now, that you're being faced with right now, were mirroring to you what you're ready to heal and shift, what the universe, God, whatever it is you believe in, is like, right, you're ready to heal and shift into that. And what if these challenges, these doubts, these fears that are arising are initiating you into a deeper level of self-trust, of self-awareness, of self-compassion, of self-belief, of self-worth? What if that is what's happening? What if the rest of the year is the best part of this year? Whether this year has been really challenging for you, a roller coaster for you, I'm sure it has. It has been for me. There's been so many highs, so many lows, so many challenges, so many obstacles, so many achievements and wins, and oh my goodness, like it has been a roller coaster for me, and I'm sure it has been for you. And Welcome to the the roller coaster of being a human, of being an entrepreneur, if you're an entrepreneur, of being on your healing, being on your healing journey. And something I said to a client the other day as well, because I was asking her how she was feeling, and she was like, "Oh, I'm kind of like up and down, highs and lows." And I'm like, "Right, okay, welcome to the roller coaster of entrepreneurship," because I'm supporting her in our business journey. And I asked her, like, how can we embrace this ride? How can you embrace and enjoy the ride and not be so scared of the ride? How can you no longer be scared of the ride? How can we start to be excited? How can we trust again, reignite this trust within ourselves that we are safe, we are supported, we are guided, that everything is always working out for us, and to stop being so scared of the roller coaster? Because you go, I'm sure if you go on a roller coaster, I've not been on one for years. And I remember when I was younger, and I remember there's a kind of theme park. There's a theme park in Scotland that was that's like a big one. And I would go when I was younger, and there was this big one that I really wanted to go on, but I wasn't allowed to go on because I had my heart condition. So I wasn't allowed to go on. I was advised not to go on, and my parents wouldn't let me go on. I was like so sad. But it's now like I get to be on this roller coaster of life and just fully embrace it and fully immerse into it. But when you go on a roller coaster, I remember when you would go on a roller coaster and you'd be so scared, you'd be like, oh my god, so anxious, but you would go on and you would come off and you'd be like feeling so liberated. You'd feel so liberated, you'd feel so excited, but you'd be like, keep going, I want more, I want more. So how can we just allow ourselves to embrace the roller coaster of life, to take responsibility, to take our power back, to stop giving our power away to our challenges, to our obstacles, to our lack, to our ego, to our fear? How can we take our power back, reclaim our power, and know the challenges that we're facing are mirrors to what wants to be healed, and start to actually acknowledge that? Be like, okay, this is the current challenge that I'm facing. What is this trying to show me or reflect back to me that wants to be shifted and healed within me? And if your ego gets loud, that's okay. That's absolutely fine. My ego has been pretty loud recently. I'm like, you just be quiet over there. I know you're excited. I know that you're getting high because we're going places. But you can just sit down. So whenever your ego wants to scream and shout, just allow it to be there. Be like, hello, welcome. Welcome to the roller coaster. Welcome to the roller coaster. That's okay. You're safe. Just sit back down. Put your seatbelt on. Because things are just getting started. Things are just getting started. Or whenever your mind spirals, how can you step back, drop out of your mind, come out of your mind and into your body? I mean, I had no idea where this conversation is going, but I'm loving this. You're taking something away from this. How can we come out of the mind and into your body? Out of your mind and into your body. When you feel that your mind is spiraling, the doubts are arising, you're getting back into your ego and into your human, that is your invitation to drop into your body. Whether it's dancing, whether it's getting out a walk, whether it is yoga, whether it's an exercise, going to the gym, whether it's EFT tapping, whatever it is, getting yourself out of your head and into your body. Because the last year and a half, if you obviously have been listening to the podcast, it has been like the scariest roller coaster, right? But if I hadn't prioritized and devoted to dancing, like I was just dancing around my in my toilet, in my bathroom before I came on this, like getting into the energy. And I really have been recognizing and realizing how much dancing and music has supported me over the last year and a half, because it has been scary and doubt has been loud and my ego can be loud, and I have been stretching myself and it has been bringing things to the surface, and there has been times where I felt so scared and so unsafe. But getting out of that head and into my body, moving my body, dancing, connecting with music, connecting with myself has been like a saving grace. Has gotten me to where I am. It has gotten me to this point where I'm still here. I haven't given up. I haven't lost absolutely everything. I haven't like died or anything. Like I'm here. And it all does come back to those practices that you commit to come out to your head, and that commitment and that bravery to take your power back, to not give up on yourself and take responsibility. Take responsibility of where you are and how you can continue moving forward from that place of alignment, intuition, power, trust. And know that I am doing this with you guys too. Like, I'm on this journey with you too. And the reason, again, I brought this conversation to you is because I identified that I was giving my power away. I was doubting myself. I was doubting my potential as a space holder and a healer. I was doubting my potential for, and this is all comes from that wounded place within, you know, and that's why I'm so passionate about supporting my people, supporting entrepreneurs, and healing from within, creating from the inside out, because I know that I had been holding myself back because I didn't, like, my inner child, my subconscious mind was holding these beliefs that I wasn't good enough to charge for my services. Like, as someone who was spent a lot of her childhood not thinking that she had anything to give, to then start charging for what she has to give, I had noticed that this fear, this underlying fear, started to come to the surface again, you know, to, and again, for a reason, for it to continue to be shifted, for it to continue to be reframed, so that I can rise further, so that I can expand further. So know that the fears that you're feeling, the limiting beliefs that you're feeling, they're not there to hold you back anymore. They're there because they want to be shifted. They want to be released. And it's up to you. It's up to you whether you decide to like just struggle your way through with these, to allow them to take over and to take control of your life and of your business and of your just way of being, or if you decide to say, thank you for coming to the surface, thank you challenges for mirroring back how we're feeling and what's coming to the surface and what wants to be shifted, let's start shifting them, let's start leaning into the discomfort, let's start shifting on a deeper level, because I know by doing that, things get better, things get clearer, things get more aligned. And I had also fallen into that feeling of like, what if it just never gets easier? And again, that's your human, that's your fear, that isn't your heart, that isn't your intuition, that is your human, and your human's allowed to feel that, right? Your human, your subconscious, it's allowed to feel that, okay? Giving it compassion, right? But what if things just keep getting better? Like, your evolution is inevitable. That the more you step into the work that you want to give, the more that you connect deeper with yourself, heal from within, the more you expand, the more that you grow, the more that you learn, the better that it gets. And yes, you are still on the roller coaster. You may get knocked down at times, but you have that bravery, that inner strength within you to get back up, to rise. And you know that song, Rise Up? I can't remember who sings it, but I've been listening to that recently and really leaning into that energy of rising with my worthiness, rising with my potential, rising with my community, rising with you guys, rising with money, rising with my heart, with my soul, rising and knowing that we get to. Okay, I feel like that's complete. Save this. Come back to this episode when you need a bit of tough love. If you need a little bit of tough love, send it to a friend you feel like needs to hear it, or even put it in your stories, tag me in it so I know that you're on the roller coaster with me, you're embracing the ride or enjoying the ride with me, and we're going to have fun in this ride. We're going to let go. We're going to let go of it being so hard, being so scary, and just allow it to free us and liberate us. Oh my goodness. I knew something wanted to come through today. But thank you so much for listening. But before I go, I also wanted to mention, unless you have seen on Instagram, but I am offering this week four 1 hour WhatsApp coaching sessions or 2 1-week WhatsApp coaching sessions. So if you have been wanting to work with me, dive a bit deeper into this work, into your subconscious healing, into your confidence, your worthiness, your self-trust, taking your power back, taking responsibility, shifting these fears, shifting these limiting beliefs, and you've been wanting to work with me or get a little taster of what it's like to work with me, then I have those options available this week for a very discounted price. So there's 4 spaces for 1 hour sessions on WhatsApp. So this is voice noting coaching on WhatsApp, or you can have the option to do a full week of WhatsApp coaching. Okay, so if that feels interesting or exciting to you and you feel interested in that, please just send me a message at @_shinewithSophie with any questions or even just the word business, and I will know what you're talking about, and then we can see if you want to claim a session. But thank you again for listening. I'm super proud of you. I'm super excited for the power that you start taking back and reclaiming this last chapter of 2023 and making it the best yet. I love you guys so much. I'll speak to you all next week.